Well, we've come to Friday. The weekend's in front of us, and we're thankful for the days that we have had this week to study our Bibles together. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we have been talking this week about some things that Saul saw while he was blind. And we're talking about Saul of Tarsus, who was struck down blind by the Lord on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9. And he was told to go into the city, and there he would be told what he must do. But there were some things that he could see, even though he was blind. He saw, number one, that he was a sinner. He saw that traditional religion is not always right. He saw that the conscience is not always a safe guide. And he saw that prayer doesn't make you a Christian. He was told to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins. Today we talk about a fifth point, and that is he saw that Jesus was the Christ. I remember once having a person to come to me and saying, "Oh, Jesus, oh, okay." He said, "I believe that he was a good teacher, but that's about all." And I just told him, I said, "I can't give you that. It seems to me that Jesus was either a liar, or he was a lunatic, or he was what he said he was. He was the Lord." One possibility is that he said that he was the Son of God when he knew that he wasn't. That would make him a liar. Or he said that he was the Son of God because he really thought that he was, but he's just delusional. He just doesn't know. He thinks that he is. That makes him a lunatic. Or the third possibility is that he was what he claimed, and that is he was the Lord. First of all, Jesus was not a liar. He condemned lying. He went to his own death. His apostles went to their deaths, never recanting their story. He was not a liar. Secondly, he was not a lunatic. When you look at his teachings, they are so common sense material. Jesus was the greatest teacher that ever lived. He was not a lunatic. That leaves us with only one option, and that is what he was what he claimed to be. He was the Son of God who had come to earth to save us from our sins. I'm not sure what Saul of Tarsus thought about Jesus. It may be that he thought he was a liar. It may be he thought he was a lunatic, but the one thing he was not willing to admit was that he was the Lord. It's interesting, though, in Acts chapter 9, you see the changes that began to take place. As soon as Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus and he was there struck blind, the first thing he says is he says in Acts 9 and verse 5, "Who are you, Lord?" He seems to know that this is someone who is worthy of respect, obviously so. But he says, "Who are you, Lord?" But then when he hears that Jesus is the one speaking to him, he then says, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" He's now willing to let Jesus be the Lord of his life. And so you see the changes that he's making as he goes along. I once saw a bumper sticker that said, "Jesus is Lord." But do we fully understand what that means? To call Jesus Lord means that we must be in total submission to whatever he says. In Luke, the 6th chapter and verse 46, Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" And so Jesus says that if you're going to call me Lord, then you must do the things that I say. In Matthew, the 7th chapter and verse 21, he says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." And so for us to call Jesus Lord means that we are willing to do whatever he says. And from this moment on throughout the rest of his life, the Apostle Paul was willing to do whatever Jesus said. He said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And when the Lord told him what to do, he obeyed. In Acts 26 and verse 19, he says, "I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." And we must learn to obey Jesus even when it hurts. I think about some people who hurt in their obedience. It certainly hurt for Abraham to offer Isaac. Jesus was certainly hurting in the Garden of Gethsemane when he had the cross in front of him, and yet he pressed on. And I think about Paul, who had his thorn in the flesh, and yet he kept pushing on. We must always obey the Lord. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey him, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. And so these are some things that Saul saw while he was blind. I thank you so much for joining me this week for these messages and for this study. We invite you to the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 for Bible classes for all ages. We have lots of children. We'd love for you to come and bring yours. We also have a worship service at 10:20 on Sunday morning and a worship service at 5 o'clock. On Wednesdays, we meet at 7 o'clock and have Bible classes for all ages. We'd love for you to come and be with us. A friendly welcome always awaits you. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.